So Vincent and Milner, along with the copywriter Eric Grunbaum, began crafting what they dubbed the Manifesto. It would be fast-paced, with vibrant pictures and a thumping beat, and it would proclaim that the iPad was revolutionary. The music they chose was Karen O's pounding refrain from the Yeah Yeah Yeah's Gold Lion. As the iPad was shown doing magical things, a strong voice declared, "iPad is thin. iPad is beautiful. It's crazy powerful. It's magical. It's video, photos, more books than you could read in a lifetime. It's already a revolution, and it's only just begun." Once the Manifesto ads had run their course, the team again tried something softer, shot as day-in-the-life documentaries by the young filmmaker Jessica Sanders. Jobs liked them for a little while. Then he turned against them for the same reason he had reacted against the original Pottery Barn-style ads. "Damn it," he shouted. "They look like a Visa commercial. Typical ad agency stuff." He had been asking for ads that were different and new, but eventually he realized he did not want to stray from what he considered the Apple voice. For him, that voice had a distinctive set of qualities: simple, declarative, clean. "We went down that lifestyle path, and it seemed to be growing on Steve, and suddenly he said, 'I hate that stuff, it's not Apple,'" recalled Lee Clow. "He told us to get back to the Apple voice. It's a very simple, honest voice." And so they went back to a clean white background with just a close-up showing off all the things that iPad is and could do.